after the night, the first night, after the tefillah, three times. So then she'll only asur the first night. After the fourth tefillah, she'll only be asur the first night of the tefillah, not the second night. So the Taz says no, because that's the plain pshat of the Taz. And this is how the Tiras, the Michas Yaakov, the Tiras HaShlomi, understood the Taz. In other words, that the Taz is saying, so he says, the Shomo Tomach Shash Ben Silayo Dach, Vakim Uteres, Abu Tami Gach Shash, Machmas Bia Vishay, No Shachat Vile, Afo Pishus Man Rab, Acharat Vile. So in other words, so the plain meaning in the Taz is, the Mechaber is referenced to a case where the woman, let's use the same example, where the woman, let's say, the first Vile was on a Sunday night, and she saw Dach Machmas Tashish on Sunday night, night of the tefillah. And then, let's say, so she had to count 5 days and 7 days, and then she went tefillah. And the same night of the tefillah, she again was with her husband, and she saw down Machmas Tashish. So again, she counted 5 days and 7 days, and then she went tefillah a third time, and the same night of the tefillah, so she saw down Machmas Tashish. So in that case, the Mechaber says that she is only osea the first night after the fourth tefillah. She'll only be asuro by law the first night of the tefillah. That's the case that the Mechaber has referenced. The Rabbah has referenced to another case. The first tefillah, so she was with her husband. She was with her husband the first night. The first night after of the tefillah. And she saw Damach Mustashish. Then she counted 5 and 7. And then she went to again. And that night of the tefillah, she was not with the husband. She was not with the husband. But the next night she was with the husband. And she saw Damach Mustashish. So again she counted 5 and 7. And then she went to tefillah. And then after the third tefillah, so the first night of the tefillah she wasn't with the husband. The second night of the tefillah, she wasn't with the husband. The third night of the tefillah, she was with the husband. And again, she saw Damach Mustashish. In other words, so here she established the beset of seeing Dam, Bibia Rishenu Shara Tefillah. This is how the Tiras HaShlomim understands the Taz. This is how the Tiras HaShlomim understands the Taz. And it seems, I mean, it's not clear, but it seems that the Emunah Shmuel also understood the Taz that way. So that's why the Emunah Shmuel is chilek on the Taz. And he says, Mihigitle divrei nevi'es. Mihigitle divrei nevi'es. That in the case where she saw Damach Mustashish all the three times in the first night of the tefillah, so in Melee she would only be asur the fourth, after the fourth tefillah and after the fifth tefillah, in the first night of the tefillah, but the second night of the tefillah, she will be miteres. How do we know that she established the method of seeing down Machmas Tashmish after the first night of the tefillah? Maybe she established the method of seeing down in the first beer of the tefillah. Was the first night, second night, third night? Yes.
But
What? Understandable? What? Kilvosa give a poem with Tukim, yeah?
Yeah, okay, so it follows well with Ramah's adding on to Machabu. According to the Mura Shmoya, what is the Ramah adding on to the case of Machabu? If they're both in the same halacha, what's Ramah adding?
Alright, so we'll soon see, I mean, what's the Pshat Kilvosa give a poem with Tukim. So the Taz has one Pshat and the Shach has another Pshat.
Well, the Taz is very smooth.
Yeah, alright, but we'll soon see. We haven't reached that yet in the Ramah. I just mentioned the Ramah, Agavuch, in connection with the Emunah Shmuel. So we see that the Emunah Shmuel himself conceded that the Taz has the shite that if the woman saw Damach Mustashish three times in the first night of the tefillah, so then she'll only be asur after the fourth tefillah, she'll only be asur the first night of the tefillah, but she will not be asur the second night of the tefillah. So what does the Ramah have reference to? The Ramah has reference according to the Taz shot, and that's the way that Rav Shmuel understood the Taz is saying, because the Taz is very obscure in his Lashon. In other words, the Taz applies the Ramor when he says that she is asur to him any night because she has a message of seeing Dan Machastashkish in the first PF that Tefillah, where it fluctuated one time. So she saw Dan Machastashkish in the first night of the Tefillah, and the second time she wasn't with the husband the first night of the Tefillah. But the second night of the Tefillah, she was with the husband and saw Dan Machastashkish, and the third time she was the third night of the Tefillah with the husband. And the first and the second night of the Tefillah, she was not with the husband. And again she saw Dan. So then she established a Besed. She establishes a Besed of seeing Dan Machmastashmish in every first Piyach Tefillah, regardless whether it's the first night or the second night or the third night. Alright, this is how the Emunah Shmuel understood the Taz is saying, but he's Masitah with Taz. And he says, "Mi higid lo yidvayin bias, mi higid lo yamvias." You may not be a mishein olayer, who we should say, because for a tad, it's not a dalet. She blow of intoyes mufose. I'm sure, who am in dainty in kam toyes kwal. We go for ze de even mame shel vest amok. So he says, he agrees with the tas. The vest amok it I will message she nikwa u yom u mikvitzes. We chay gavne. We in kei, we machachim in kia zman bo yikovtsom. Oy kopfzo mit ki a is is man in de gesches le vesko ki mi buer ki mi buer le kamen mi sinen kupites si fi tres le tes no am pilon mi in go am vies vil me le yom in de khudik ve a ki moite kvets vi te khish el vada i khay davle az mino le hokel de vestes kol shlo yadim un vi vada i di kve veset le khodem nay ואם כן הוא הדין אוכל, שניתם כפי אספסת או נוכל איש שמו, כניבוע, ביצ'ו אסרש בו, הוא בפס יוסף, אם כן נסרס על ביילו, תלכי לו לשם איש ולאנשי יום תלוסו, ולא חינדיק והרמו, וכוסה, כל פעם, בפי הראשון את הבוסי, של נקבע ביום מפואר. נדוע, איזה נטז, הוא אז מדייק, פברו של הרמו, that it wasn't the same day, של נקבע ביום מפואר. וח משקוס התאז וחי גם לצריך לפור הוא יפורש כבון הסחת הרזו אני נדפו שום סוס יסס פיקר לו הודו וחי מוכח מדים על הרשב what it was actually says seems very reasonable I mean but still you see that more of the reason of the Shulchan Aruch do not agree with the Tiras HaShlomim Shit or with the Tashim and the Chavis Das. So he says it's impossible that the Taz should mean this, because why should we attribute it to the first night of the Tefillah? Why should we attribute it to the first night of the Tefillah? We should attribute it to the fact that it's the first B.F. of the Tefillah, not the first night of the Tefillah. Now, so the Tiras HaShlomim says, but there is such a thing now, that a woman cannot establish a Veset Likvitzes, independent of Yom. But a Veset Likvitzes, a Veset Amoke of Kvitzes and Yomim, she can establish. So why shouldn't this also be a Veset Amoke of Tashmish and Yomim? The Leil Tefillah, Leil Aleph of Tefillah, Leil Beis of Tefillah. So what's the Sfore of the Emunah Shmuel? And you see the Emunah Shmuel and Chavis Das and the Tikreisu Placey, they all are chilek and the shita of the Tiras HaShlomim. I mean, and the shita of the Tiras HaShlomim. They are all chilek. But why is this different than the Veset Amoke of Kvitzes and Yomim? So apparently they hold as follows. Veset Amoke of Kvitzes and Yomim, so that she can establish such a Veset. Why? Because every woman, I mean, the average woman, so has a Veset that is contingent on a certain number of days. The average one. So in Mele, there can be such a thing as a Veset Amoke of Kvitzes and Yomim. In other words, what do you think Veset Amoke of Kvitzes and Yomim? Let's say, every 25th day, or every 35th day, or every 5th of the month, if the woman jumps, she does exercise, let's say, for a number of minutes, so she has the period. So that conforms to the general routine of women, because women generally have the period after a certain number of days. So it's possible that she combines that with greeting, with exercise. So in the case where, let's say, she'll establish, let's say, that this is Rashi's example, that so the Munah Shmuel is not really content at Rashi's case, where he says, Rashi says, in other words, so what does Rashi mean? If she established the vessel, that the first 10 days of the month, which she established, she always sees that. The second day, 10 days of the month, so she does not see that machastashis. So that is all right, nobody is chilek. But here, she established the vessel of seeing Damach Mastashish Dafki in certain days. It just happened that the Tashish took place the three times, the first time in the trip. So what significance is it that it was the first time in the trip? If, let's say, it happens all the time, that the Damach Mastashmish takes place Dafki in the beginning of the month, and not in the middle of the month, not in the end of the month, then we see that she establishes a Vesed Abuket of Yomim and Tachik. So that's Rashi's case. But in this case, where after the first Tvileh she had Tashmish, the same night of the Tvileh, and she saw Dam, and after the second Tvileh, it was in the same night, and she saw Dam, and after the third, so we don't even see that she established the Vesed Abuket. Ein Achaname, if in the example, let's say, in the example that the Munah Shmuel himself mentions when he changes the Gersi, and he says, and he applies the din of the Mechaber to the case where she was developed, let's say, on the Sunday night, the first time, and she was with the husband on Sunday night and did not see any down. And then on Monday night she was again with the husband, she did sit down. And then, after the second tefillah, so she was with the husband the same night of the tefillah, did not sit down. And the second night she was with the husband, she did sit down. And the third tefillah, the same thing. Then the Mechaber says she's only asura the second night of the tefillah, because then she establishes a Vesed Abuket. But when we just know that what in the case where she was with the husband, the first night of the Tvileh and Sodam, should we say that she established the Vesed Haboke for Yomim and Tashmish? This is the Svara, because there is no reason to say that the reason as to why she saw Dam all the three times is because the Tashmish took place the first night of the Tvileh. I mean, there is no basis for saying that the Rias Dam took place only because it was the first night. It took place in the first night of the Tvileh because the first beer was the first night. But had the first beer been the second night, the same thing would have happened. So there is no reason as to why we should say that it took place in the first night. I mean, that seems to be a very good story, because Mehicha Teisa, should we say, after all, we don't say, let's say, if a woman, let's say, will have a Rias Dam Machmastashish, and let's say three times in succession, but all the three times in succession that she saw Dam Machmastashish, so it was a rainy day. So will anybody say that she's not a Surah Lebaila? Because she only established the Vesed of seeing Dam Machmastashish on a rainy day. But on a day when there is sunshine and it's nice weather, she did not establish a Vesed. Just because all the three times we happened to be on a rainy day, I mean, it doesn't, because there is no real logical reason as to why we should attribute it to the fact that all the three times it was raining. So Mele, the Muna Shmuel, the Tzim Leitzi, and the Chavis Das, they all say, no, here too, there has to be here too, there is no special reason as to why we should attribute it to the fact that it was, all the three P.S. took place in the first night of the trip. But the Tirsa Shomim says, no, there is a reason. Maybe the Trile has softened the tissue because of that. So the first night of the Trile, so it's relatively soft. I mean, because of that, there is a reason. So this is why the Muna Shmuel says that it doesn't make any difference. All right. But the Muna Shmuel himself concedes that according to the Taz, if the three times that she saw Damach Hastashish happened to be on the first night of the Trile, then she is not a soul on the second night. She is not a soul on the second night. All right. Why does the Agos Chaim mention the example of the Shemish of philosophy? There must be a purpose. Why did he mention the Shemish of philosophy? So he says, So he says that he just mentioned an example of Shemish of philosophy, but Ho Adin Lilish. But then he says something else. He says a big Chiddush, and the crazy place is Chelik and the Michas Yaakov. Because the Tiras Hashlomim, he lived before the crazy place. He lived after the Muna Shmuel, but before the crazy place. So he says, Void Ishlein Abu Kach Lokat Bum Sheini, the Bereo Tvila Vishaino, Bipam Shio in the Cheshes, Umuteres Lishami Shvei Selailo, Hilchel Rimikva Adai, Kim the Chayev Odo Bifkei, Es Ishtei, Bei Selailo, Kim Ise Vitore Rachayim Sinon Eshmer, He says that the reason is why the Agos Chaim mentioned an example of the Shemish of Moshe and the... So first he says, maybe it's Lav Davka. But and then he says, no, there is a reason as to why the Agos Chaim mentioned an example of the Shemish of Moshe, not the Shemish of Moshe. Because he says, just as there is a halacha, now there is a mitzvah of Chayav the Bifkei Tzishtei Samuch, and then the Rishayim say that he is muter in Tashmish Mamesh if he's Yitzhak Adarev. So in other words, so this chiyuv of Chayavot Nifki Tzishtei is deich the Yisr of Lo Be'alishni Somechul Vesto, because since the Yisr of also Lo Be'alishni Somechul Vesto is only Yisr Rabbono, because Vesto is in Rabbono. So in Mele, the mitzvah of Nifki Tzishtei Kishiyei Tzala Derech is Deiche Tzisea. That's what the Nachon is Chachomim. That it's Deiche Tzisea. So the Meile, now there is a Din Shulchan Aruch that the husband, that there is a mitzvah upon the husband to be Peki Tzishtei in the Leil Tvile. So the Meile, the reason is why the Agor is Maimon doesn't mention the example of Leil Tvishin Shulchan Aruch. Because the Agor is Maimon says, Mei Chash Hashim Chodezine. So in other words, if after the first trip, the first time that it happened, so the woman saw Damach Mastashish in the first night after the trile, so the Agor is Maimon wants to mention an example detect the second tefillah, he has to prepare his father. But just as we say in regard to Yetzer Hara, that even if the woman has a Veset Kavua, so if the husband is Yetzer Hara, and he cannot postpone the trip, so then he's allowed to be with his wife, because of the mitzvah of Chayor, even though the woman has a Veset Kavua. So here too, where the woman did not establish a Veset Kavua, but just the Veset Sheini Kavua. In other words, if once on the night of the Tefillah she saw Damach Nastashish, so Mele, he cannot say that after the second Tefillah he should be pious from her. Because just as the mitzvah of Tifke Tesishte, Kishayetz Laderach is Deiche, the Yisrael of some Chuvesto, even by Veset Kavua, so the mitzvah of being Tifke Tesishte in the night of the Tefillah is Deiche, the Yisrael of some Chuvesto by Veset Sheni Kavua. But it doesn't equate it with the mitzvah. I mean, even the Teres HaShlomim does not equate the mitzvah of Tifke Tesishte in Leil Tilosa with the mitzvah of Tifke Tesishte Kishayetz Laderach. Because the mitzvah of Livke Tesishte Kishayetz Laderach is Deiche, even the Samach Luvesto of Veset Kavua. Here he says no. Yeah, so he says, the Tzolch Livke Samach Luvesto Kavua, but Teres L'Shamish Ve'isi Layo, Kidam Rino. So he says, Kidam Rino, Kavim Misharei, so he says in parentheses, Adel Bishas Veset Mamesh, Vadet Asur, Vada da Asura, in other words, so Bishas Veset Mamesh, it means the Veset Kavua, so it's Asura, even though in regard to Yetzel Aderech, so then the mitzvah of Chai Modo Bilke Tesishte, Kishu Yetzel Aderech is Deiche, even the Somch Levesto of the Veset Kavua. But this mitzvah is not as strong as the mitzvah of Livke Tesishte Yetzel Aderech. Why isn't that as strong? For a simple reason. Because here, if he's not Livke Tesishte this night, so we have an opportunity to be with her the second night. But if it's Yetzel Aderech, and it's Yetzel Aderech for a big journey, so he might come back after a few months. So then, it's Deiche, even the Somach Levest of Investable. So Mele, because of that, the Hago Ismailin doesn't mention the example of the Rishin Shal Tulosa. Because the Hago Ismailin mentions the Aloha that Mechash Hashino. And after the second Tefillah, she has to be Peleish. So that couldn't be with the first night of the Tefillah. Because he wouldn't have to be Peleish because of the mitzvah of being with his wife the night of the Tefillah. This is what the Teres HaShlomim says. No, but the Mechaber, so if the Mechaber, if the right Yilsin, the Mechaber is Leil Sheni Shel Tulosa, so then the Mechaber agrees with this thing of Agoyis Maimon, that in case of Leil Rishon Shel Tulosa, so then he wouldn't have to be Peleis be Leil Rishon Shel Tulosa after the second Tefillah. But if the right Yilsin, the Mechaber is the way it appears here, so then it means that the Mechaber is chilik on the kule of the Ago Yismaini. Because according to the Ago Yismaini, if it happened to be the Rishin Shel Tulosa, so then he doesn't have to be perish from her after the second Tefillah, the Rishin Shel Tulosa. Because the mitzvah of Rivki Tesishti, the Rishin Shel Tulosa, is Deiche, the Somoch Levesto, or the Veset Sheni Kavua. So, but since he is not sure that he has a shlomo, as to whether the right person in the Mechaber is Leil Shel Tulosa, or as the Muna Shmuel says, Leil Sheni Shel Tulosa, so maybe he concludes, Bitzorchim. Now, the crazy place is Chelik, and this Kule of the Teres HaShlomim, he says, Leilom Nishamanu Tavakoze, that the mitzvah of Livke Tesishte Leil Tulosa, which is not a mitzvah more like the mitzvah of Yetzel Aderech, so should be Leiche, the Somach Levesto, even of the Veset Sheni Kavua. All right, this is now. This is the pshat and question. Now let's see. Now let's see the Rambam. Now let's go over the Rambam. So we'll discuss in the course of the Rambam, so we'll discuss what the crazy place is, what the Chavitah says, what the crazy place is, etc. Right. V'imroa aso gimu pom, b'chol pam, v'bi o v'shem yo shachat v'loso, asuro v'baymo, kilo roa aso gimu pom im v'tzufi. Sh'ari yefsho lo litve, lo nisham ishime, sh'ari yireye kol pam achat v'loso. Now, so that seems to be in conflict with what the Mechaber said before, because the Mechaber before said, implied that even if she had been kibas and beset to sit down machmas tashmish after all the three tvilas, so she would only be asur in the leil shel tvila, but not every other night. When here he says, no, she is kibas and beset to sit down after the first bia, after tvila. In the first bia, after tvila. So she's asur the bible completely. So this is what Bada the Taz. So the Taz says, "Any day, you know, Mashi Kos Mashi Tuno Rabbi Som, Bin Yen Chashash, Bin Yen Chashash, Riyas Leil Tuno, So Leil Tuno, Ishom Oto Lo Chashash, Bein Zilai Vodak, Vaki Muteres, Abu Kan, Kilei Nik Chashash, Machmaz Bio Vishenu, Shacharat Vile, Aval Pishu, Usman Rav, Acharat Vile." So, the way the Emunah Shmuel understood, and the way the Tiras HaShlomim understood the Taz is saying that the Mechaber has reference to the case where she saw Damach Mastvile on the same night, the first night of the trip. So Mimele, she was only Kibasi Beset of seeing Damach Mastashmish on that night. It's a Vestavoket of Tashmish and the first night of the Tefillah. But the Kavod has reference to a case where she fluctuated. In other words, one time she saw the being, the first being was the first night of the Tefillah. This after the second Tefillah, so the first being was the second night of the Tefillah. And after the third Tefillah, so the first being was the third night of the Tefillah. So Mimele, we cannot say that she established the best tabuke of seeing down on a specific night, but we see that she established the best kavua of seeing down in the first day of the tefillah. So Mimele, there is no way for her to be with the husband. All right, this is what he says. Elo dikoshi. For zepushite shasuro. But if that is the pshat in the Taz, so then it means that the Taz is saying the same aloche as the Tiras HaShlomim, and not as the Emunah Shmuel. And the Emunah Shmuel concedes that the Taz is chelikanim, but he is chelikan the Taz. He says he's been many years. All right. So the Taz says elo dikoshi for zepushite shasuro. So he says, in such a case, so she did the cheese, asol. I'll call Ochtor Chlema, the Mayre Aval Pishet Bintayu, Hoyu Bishal Het, Bizem Hane Bidinsha Hakei, Mikomo Kim Kandoima, the Gamshom Bidinsha Hakei. Now let's finish the Ramon. I'm going to go there. The rest of the Ramo is very complicated. But let's see what the Ramo says. V'imira lo, she'ro aso gimu pomin bibi o misheino she'achal lidosu. O'iro aso achakoleide gimu pomin. U'mintayim lo iro aso. Now this is a very complicated Ramo. So suppose that a woman saw three times in the bibi o misheino she'achal lidosu. That's the first case. That Ramo mentions. Ramo mentions two cases. One case is Roaso Gimu Pomin Bibi Orisheino She'acha Lidos. That means, let's say, she gave birth to a child three times. So she gave birth to a child once, in the first, and after the first being, so in the first being, after the lady, so she saw that. She saw that. And then, and he said, and then the other beings, she didn't see that. Then she gave birth, let's say a year later, she gave birth to a child again. And again, the first being after lady, she saw that. And then she was with the husband 20 times, and she didn't see that Mahastashish. And then, the third year, she again gave birth to a child. And the first being, after the lady, she again saw that. She again saw that. So, we do not say that she should be Asur Lebailo after that. Because after all, after seeing Dam in the first being, after the lady, so she did not see Dam in the intervening beings. So in other words, so we attribute it to the Chulchus HaLady. In other words, why is it that she sees Dam in the first BF the lady? Because that is Machbas Chulchus HaLady. Because her organism was weakened. That's one case. But then he mentions another case. Then he mentions another case. Not only if she saw down in the first BF the lady, and then in the second BF the lady she didn't see down, but even if she saw down after each lady, in the three BS after each lady, so let's say she gave birth to a child, and then the first BF the lady, so she saw down, then she, so of course she had to count 7 days and then go to the lady, and then the second BA after lady she again saw that, and then she had to count 7 days, and then she went to Philip, and then again she saw that. She saw that. But after the first three BS after lady, she didn't sit down. Let's say in the fourth BA after lady, she didn't sit down. So he says, Ubintai Loyas, Ye she koskula hoke, leatio libayo. That's the tshuva of Rabbi Yechanan b'Matisyo. Rabbi Yechanan b'Matisyo. So the documentation mentions, Yeshe kosvo hoki latino lebayo, ki talino noriya b'chulshoso, adayi, mikeyach lidoso, shehuku hatzdodi, mikeyach haleidi, v'lochein reye somoch leleide, v'lo yahakei, v'talino beleide, kmo shetalino b'maki, v'chol zein kvo ovo v'shimsho, bin leynes of shemis shehu zuku b'yishal heter achar b'yishal isa. Now, so he says, in other words, he has reference to the case where she saw after each lady gibu pom, but ubin taim lo yoasa. So the question is, how was she allowed to be with her husband bin taim if she saw after each lady three times, the first three beers? So So how was she allowed to be the husband the fourth B.A. after lady? If in the first three B.A.s after a certain lady she saw down, so the halacha was for her, after seeing down in the first three B.A.s after lady in succession, so she was not allowed to be the fourth time, the fourth B.A. with the husband, because of the halacha of laying down machastashvish. So the Rambam says, I mean, that's the Pashtus Haloshen of the Rambam. Einoch an Amen, she was not allowed, but she didn't ask any shayles, and she was. Of no mishimsh. Now, according to most poskim, I mentioned it, that now this halacha of laying down machastashvish, give up on me, vitzufi, in succession, so she does so by. Unless she makes a ticket for the Shifaris. But without a ticket, without recourse to the ticket of the Shifaris, she has saw the Bible. Is she has saw the Bible with the Raisa, or she has saw the Bible with the Rabbi? So most poskim say that she has saw the Bible only with the Rabbi. Only with the Rabbi. Why only with the Rabbi? Even without the ticket Shifaris, with the Raisa, she is not a saw. That's not a song. Why? Because for the same reason that Dika Shriferas is effective. Why is Dika Shriferas effective? Because if she put in, if a Shriferas, a certain kind of a tube, was introduced and there inside, and then when she took out the tube, so she saw that the meich, the cup on top of the Shriferas, on top of the tube, did not absorb any dam. Whether there was dam on the zdodim of the tube, or there was no dam at all, so then she's mitaras, because then we say that all the dam she saw machmas tashmich was machmas asdom, was machmas asdom. So that means that it's very likely that when the woman sees dam machmas tashmich, that it's not that the tashmich provokes the menstrual flow, but because the tissue that's body is relatively soft, so the male machmas tashmish, the tashmish irritates the tissue of that body, and that starts the bleed. So then she's not a sonobah. If that is the reason, so then she doesn't even have to go with relay. So she can continue being with the husband. But without the Bdikas HaShriferes, so Yachinshish, maybe the menstrual flow was provoked by the tashmish, and because of the tashmish, so the menstruation was aroused. But with so then we say that it's machmas azdod. It's machmas azdod. That the tashmish only irritates the tissue in the zod, and this is the cause of the bleeding. So Mele, all those poskim who say that Riyad Dam Machmas Tashmish, Mardu Nibihude says that, I think that Ibn Chavis Das says that it's only a sonder, not Ibn Chavis Das, I don't remember. Nibihude says that in Simen, Chuben, and Vob, I think, and then the Chassam Sefer, in Chuve Kufa, in Hei, he says that. Rabbi Gmeyer, the Shalom Zichunis Rabbi Gmeyer, Chuve Samech says that it's only Rabbanon. The Chelkas Mechikik, as I mentioned to you Friday, the Chelkas Mechikik in Ebenezer, Simen Kuf Yutes, I said that I think it's Sif from Gimel, but it's Sif from Beis. In Simen Kuf Yutes, in the Ebenezer, the Chelkas Mechikik says that it's Midrash. And the Besmeya in Ebenezer, in Simen Kuf Yutes, also says it's Midrash. But most poskim say that it's only Midrash. Why do some say that it's Midrash? And why do some say it's Midrash? We'll soon discuss. But anyway, so most poskim say that Roaso, Gimu Pomi Machmastashish, Edam, Gimu Pomi Dam Machmastashish, so she's a soul in the Bible, so it's only Rabbon. Anyway, whether it's Rabbon or Midrash, so the Rambam says, we hold Zayn for over Mishish. In other words, that when do we say that if she saw Dam, Achakoleide, Gimu Pomi, and then, but after that, she didn't see. That means the first 3 PS after every lady she saw down. So then she was not allowed to be the fourth time with her husband. But she was. She didn't ask any shots. So if we say it's with Rabbanon, so she didn't know that it's a Rabbanon. And even if we say it's with Raise, she didn't know that it's a Rabbanon. She didn't know. I mean, every woman is supposed to know all the dini. So she didn't know. Or Rabbi Shimsh. Or even if she knew, and she's a chetas, that's all. She's not a yonis. She doesn't care for the Yisrael. Whatever the reason was. So, we hold the info of Rabbi Shimsh. Even though Al-Pidin, after she saw down in 3 PS, after a certain lady. So she was already assaulted by law, but she didn't ask any shyness. And she was the fourth time, the husband the fifth time, the sixth time, the seventh time. And she didn't sit down. Then she gave birth a second time. And again, she saw down in the first 3 PS. And then again, after the first 3 PS, she was again with the husband. So it's all machine show. So I can. And she didn't see down. in the BS, following the first three BS after a lady. So then, the whole thing for the Shimshon, being lady Salishanis, Shelzuku, Pishal Heter, Aha Pishal Nisa, Avalim Roaso Kimu Pom in Mitsufi, Aha Lady, Lutalinum Bilade, Elotzniche, Dikasa Shriferes. So what is the Ramon mention? What did the Ramon mention? That he is a woman. So down after lady, Machmastashish, in the first 3 BS after the first, in the first B after the first 3 ladies. Oh, another case, that's a bigger case. Even if she saw down in the first 3 BS after each lady. After each lady. And then after the first 3 BS after each lady. Even though she became a solar violet, but all of the she. And then she had a number of BS with her husband, and she did not see that. So then she is Mutteris Levi. She is Mutteris Levi. Abolim Roaso Kibupom Mitsubi Machaleide. And then she comes and asks us a shalom. Then she comes and asks us a shalom. Can she continue being with the husband? So then we tell her, no, we cannot continue being with the husband. Unless you make it tikkun shifas, because we pass not like Rashi, and then I mean, all right, according to Rashi, so lechatchile we tell her that she should not resolve in shifas. Abu Goraso kibu pom mitzvah b'chaleide lo italim b'leide elo tzricha b'tikkun shifas. Miukol mokim shetzricha b'tike. Oh, of a shimshon. We will go also muteres. It has to say, shall we go also pay? Oh, the limitikas as we fares. Oh, the limitikas as we fares. So the Rambam says, now this thing, I didn't explain all these things, even though we covered it in the Mechaber, because I waited till we'll go over the Tazan Shachs on this city. Now, when we mentioned Ketzak Budekes, we tell a shliferes shalivea upi orotzu b'seicho v'nisenes b'seicho matche uvrei shilei u'machneses eisei v'eisei mokei ad mokim shasham ushdosh nimtso dam al reishe v'yodu ashiru min ha-mokir v'asor v'yuad v'yodu ashiru min ha-tzgodim u'muteres. Now, so in other words, so the shach says mash sifi dalam Mashma dimunitza la meich, beisha nitzo bizdode ashifares, beisha nitzo klao muteres, vichim mashma dimra poski, vichim kosma bach, save sin beis, because of a tam, the hilo hoyo namokeer, gam achsho, hoyo nitzo al reisha makhe, vichim hu, bichuras my main is, per dalet nuches so be a shim bitzvo, nearly the Madagos man says, that filopotko atzma al reishifares. ולמוץ אדם כלל מותרס לשם איש אחר כך דיום הוא נשרפו שהרי על יחנוס עשה שליפרס וגיל אוליבס כמו ילדי אצבע הוא פושב. Now, I didn't discuss that because I will wait until we go over the shach inside, but it's important to discuss that. Now, so the Gemara mentions the Eitze of Dika Shliferes. In other words, why is Dika Shliferes effective? Why is it reliable? The answer is this. Because when a woman sees Damach Nasdashmish 3 times, so it still does not establish as a certainty that the Tashmish provokes the menstrual flow. You see that most poskim say that even without the Keshifares, only the Raisa Shifares could be with us. Why she would tell us with Raisa to be with the husband? Because it's not a certainty that the Tashmish will definitely arouse the menstrual flow. Only possible. Why? Because there are two alternate explanations. How is it that the woman, every time she has Tashmish, she sees that? So one very reasonable explanation is that the tissue in the tzedotah inside is relatively soft, and because of the tashmish, so it drops against the tissue, so the melee, it starts bleeding. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that the tashmish arouses, provokes a menstrual flow. So the question is this: does the dam come from the mokeya, or does the dam come from the zodim? If the bleeding results from the irritation if the bleeding emanates from the irritation of the tissue in that body, then she stay on the bible. If the bleeding results because the tashmish provokes the dam to come out from the mokeya, the menstrual flow to come out from the mokeya, so then she's asur on the bible. That's the question. So mele, in the case, so what is the purpose of the Bdikas Shneferes? The Bdikas Shneferes, so in other words, so then she inserts the Shneferes, the tube, as deep at mokeya that the even atashmish is magia b'shas tashmish. So mele, and on top of the Shneferes there is a piece of cotton. Down from the mokeya, so the male, this too does the same thing. Also irritates the mokeya. It irritates the tissue of the walls of the uterus. So what is the menstrual flow? Because the walls of the uterus so become ruptured, and then they start bleeding. So maybe the tashmish irritates the tissue in the walls of the uterus. And that's why there is a menstrual flow. So if the meich, the piece of cotton that is wrapped up on top of the tube, comes out with a spot of blood, so that means that the insertion of the tube, in other words, and this is not done immediately after the woman had a flow of that. Then it wouldn't be any riot. So then the dam might be from the same flow. But after she stopped bleeding, and then she inserts the tube, and then again she sees that even though it's not a day when she expects to have the period, but as a result of the insertion of the tube, so there is dam on the cotton that is on top of the tube. So that means that the rubbing of the tube against the uterus, so that brought about a menstrual flow. So the same thing is true. So we say that the tashmish does the same thing. So she also, but if she doesn't find any dam, if she doesn't find any dam in the cotton that is on top of the tube, so then she's muteres. So she's muteres. So the shach says, in two situations. In the case where she finds down on the sides of the tube, but not on top of the tube, so that she's muteres, and if she doesn't find any dam on the tube altogether, she's also muteres. So Rishleim, in the case where she finds the dam on the sides of the tube, we understand. Because we see that here too, when she inserted the tube, so she didn't find any dam on the piece of cotton that is on top of the tube. So that means that the insertion of the tube, even though it was inserted very deep so that it should come in contact with the uterus beyond the cervix, so it did not produce any, it did not detect any dam on the piece of cotton that is on top of the tube. Where did she find dam? On the sides of the tube, below. Why on the sides of the tube? Because the tube rubbed against the inside of the tzadim, it irritated the tissue of the tzadim near the cervix, and then what about the bleeding? But that bleeding doesn't make her into a needle. Only the bleeding that results from the rupturing of the walls of the uterus will make her a nidah, but not the bleeding that results from the rupturing of the cervix, let's say, will not make her into a nidah. So that we understand. But the question is, why do we say, so Bishlei made the case where the woman finds down on the odim of the tomb on the Shviferes? We understand. So that's a lie. That when the dam resulted from the Tashmi, she was also as a result of the irritation of the tissue of the Zvodim, not as a result of the tissue of the walls of the uterus, which would mean a menstrual flow. So, but all the poskim say that even if there is no dam on the Shviferes, either on top of the Shviferes in the Meich or in the Zvodim, she's also Muteres. So then the question is, why is she Muteres in that case? So in that case, we should say, apparently, just as the Gemara says, Loikol Etzboi Shavim, Loikol Akir Shavim, so here too. So we should say, Loikol Akir Shavim, the Bes Yosef has that cash. The Bes Yosef has that cash. Why is she Muteres? Why is she Muteres? When there is no dam at all on the Shviferes, so then if there is no dam at all on the Shviferes, neither on the Meich, on the Katan, on top of the Shviferes, nor on the Zdolim of Shviferes, so then it's possible that this woman, Machmas Tashmish, so it provokes a menstrual flow, but the Keach, the pressure of this tomb is not the same as the keach of the tashmish of the husband. Maybe the keach of the tashmish of the husband does provoke, and the keach of the pressure of the tomb does not provoke a menstrual flow. That's the kasha that the Bes Yosef raises, and Bes Yosef, he discusses it in greater detail, but he says the same thing in the Kesef Mishnah. Kitzad b'dekes atzmo leidai niopes oiloi niopes mivio shviferes shalivea upio rotsu b'seicho umachneses hashviferes admokim shiyecheimo umachneses b'seich hashviferes makche umeich munach al reishi v'defekes eisei ad shiagia hameich mitzavar rechem. Tzavar rechem is pablo cervix, the mouth of the uterus. Umitzi ameich im nimzo dam al reish ameich ביודוע שהאדם שיראה ושעשתה שמין המוקר. מין המוקר. ומונים זו על המייך כלום, ביודוע שהאדם שיראה מידי חקת צדודים. הוא תהי רואי, הוא מותרס לידוס ולאחרים, כמו שבאנו בחסישיס. או, מה שקוסה, רבינו שדיווה כסייסה, עד שיגיע לצד על הרחם פושטו, מפני שאם הוא יגיע למוקים שעכשיו משדוך, היך נימה כשאומרים צולות דם, שאדם שרגילו נראה בשעשתה של משנה, אז תלוי לו פה. Because only if the tube is inserted up to the mouth of the uterus, עד ועד בכלל. עד ועד בכלל, לא רוצה טסט to reach the uterus itself. Because in that situation, so it is an evidence. But if it's not introduced very deep up to the uterus, so what kind of a raya is it that the dam she sees machmas atashmish is min hazgodim? Maybe there it's min hamoker. But here it wasn't introduced that deep. נאסולים הוא מנה בוקר בו יקל מימה שאם הוא יומח ניסוסי אדמוקים שהשמש דוש הוא נמצא על ראשו הוא חרקו רוח לימה דאדמוקים שהשמש דוש הצליחו להכניסי והצד על הרחם הוא דיש עשה שמש ועל מה שקוסה ואם הוא נמצא על המייך כלום בידוע שאדם שראה מליך הקצדודים הוא תהירו יהיה יקל מימה נמדביש לימה if she finds down on this dodim on the Shviferes, we understand. What kind of a guy is he? So it's a good analogy. But if she, but why she would tell us for the husband, even if she doesn't find any dam altogether, neither on top of the meich, nor on his daughter, she tells. So, Nikol Meich Hashem, and I'm working with all the love. ומשהו נמצא דם על הרי שבת חייר מפני שלא היה אוף כמו ישמוש שאין כל הצבוי ישווה או מפני שהוא יכניסו לו בכיח שאין כל הכיח ישווה כפי זה בגמורה ויש לימה ואמרים עונה כל הצבוי ישווה כל הכיח ישווה אלו להוקר ולא להחנה ותאימה משום דרי גנושים אינו רי ישמח לסטחש וכל דימוציא למיס לבולה התארה שלא יציאו מכלל הנושים תלינו כאילו די כרגליים לדובו. So what does he say? Anyway, from this discussion, it's also mashma. It's also mashma that the whole aloha of Reyed Damach Mustash Mishgibu Bona Surah Baila is only Mirabon. Is only Mirabon. And many, I mean, the Nehuda says it beferish, the Chasam Sefer says it beferish, the Sigritare says it beferish. So beferish, it's only also Mirabon. Why? Because they all assume. They all assume, I mentioned that, there are two ways of explaining the aloche of Reyed Damach Mustashim, Shkibu Pom, Masur Lebayim. One explanation is on the basis of the general principle of Estes. General principle of Estes. So there is Ivesed Ayomim, and there is Ivesed Aguf. So there is Ivesed Aguf, not combined with Yomim. There is such a thing as Ivesed Aguf. What does it mean, Ivesed Aguf? Not any particular day. But she has the period every time after she has, let's say, 10 minutes after she feels nauseous. So that's Ivesed Aguf. So Mimele, Reyed Damach Mustash Mishgibu Pomi means she has Ivesed Aguf. So it is this bodily experience that arouses the period. So it's Ivesed Aguf. Now if it's Ivesed Aguf, so according to most Rishonim, that since we pass the Ivesed as the Rabbon, so some of the Vesta is also only awesome Rabbon. So mainly here, it's only awesome Rabbon. But in the Behude, this is the Tare, the Chasam Sefer, they all say, the part is remaining, they all say that even according to Rabbi Tamshi, that Vestas, the Issa of some of the Vesta is an Issa the Raise, but here it will only be awesome Rabbon. Why? Because Veset Machmas Tashmish is like a Veset Machmas Kvitzes. And Veset Machmas Kvitzes, she doesn't establish a Veset Kuvah. But, Dago Ismail says, but she still has to be Chesheshes for a Veset Machmas Kvitzes, the way a woman has to be Chesheshes for a Veset Shemi Kuvah. Veset Shemi Kuvah is certainly not something about it. All the Shemi agree, I mean, there is no, even Shitas Yochit, that the Veset Shemi Kuvah, so the Issa of some Kuvester should be with Raisi. So mainly, even if she saw Damach Mustash Mishgibu Pomim, even if she saw it 100 Pomim, so she's not a Surah Midrash, because the whole Israel is based upon the Aloha Vestas. And Mach Mustash Mish is a Vestas Aguf. And the Vestas Aguf, even if she saw it many times, so it is not a Surah Midrash, even according to Rabbi Tam, according to other Shemim, so certainly. All Vestas is only Osam Rabbah. Is only Osam Rabbah. So that's why does the Chalkas Mechaikik in the Bismaya, in the Ebenezer, why do they both say that it's Osam Raisa? Because they hold, as the Orach HaShulchan also says, that she's Osam Raisa. Because that's the sheet of the Orach HaShulchan, that Reye Gimu Pomim Damach Mustashim, which is not in the rule of Vestas. Not that it couldn't be based upon Vestas, but it involves another Aloch. It could be based upon Vestas too. But it involves another aloche, because the Rambam in Ilchashishes, Perik Chof Dalet, he calls it Chayli, and so in other words, and here he says Keitzad Bidekes Atzmo Leidai Nir Peisulo Nirches. In other words, cure. In other words, it's a sickness. So Mimele, that's a special sickness. Mimalo Minifetzes. So Mimele, the Chalkas Mechaikik says, the Bismillah, Shlashkum Raisi. But even if we say that it's not based upon Vestas, it does not necessarily mean that it has to be Ashkum Raisi. Because since we see that Bdikas Hashriferes is effective, why? because we assume it's Natsdodin, so mainly without the Kesh Beferes. True, there is such a sickness, but just because she saw three times Damach Nastashnish, it does not mean that she is afflicted with the disease. Maybe it is just she just has relatively soft tissue in the body, and because of the tashnish, so the soft tissue of the body becomes irritated and it starts bleeding. So with Raise, we have to be making a chazoke that it's not minamoke, or it's not zodi. So even if we say it's a sickness, we do not necessarily have to say that she's assumed. Those who say it's on the basis of Vestas have to say that it's only Mirabalon. Because Vestas is only Mirabalon. It shouldn't be more humble than all Vestas. And even according to Ramitam, that the Yisrael of some of Vestas is Mirabalon. But this is like Veset of Kvitzes, Veset of Reines. But if we say that it's not based upon Vestas, but it's a special condition, it's a chayli, we can still say that it's Mirabalon. But the Chalkas Mechayke can have Ismaya say it's Mirabalon. Anyway, from this case of Mishnah, it's a Rayim Uchrachas that he holds that the whole halacha of Reyes, Damach, Mastash, Mishdim, Uponim is Asur the Bailor, so it's only us Asur the Rabon, not Asur the Raisi. Because the case of Mishnah is the Kasher. Because the Mishnah is the Kasher. Why do we say that Vikash Mifaris is effective even though she doesn't detect any dam on the Shiferes altogether, neither on top in the Meich, nor on this Godim Shiferes? So why shouldn't we say maybe the Tashmish does arouse the menstrual flow, but Loikol Akecha Shomim, Loikol Etzvoy Shomim, some melee, the pressure of the tube is not the same as the pressure of the Tashmish? So he says, "Do we have written in comments for his colloquial shoveys? Hello, we hoke you loyal hach here. The time we should drink no shimmer is mach mustaches. Kim the mozinel in Missle Bele Tere, shall we see a mechala no shim talino? Kim the caraglion we don't know. Shall we nip that when we nip the dam will shamakre?" So he says such a big chidesh. He says that we only say loyal colloquial shoveys. We only say loikol akeche shavim and loikol etzvoy shavim likule, but lechumra we don't say. The Gemara mentions it likule. The Gemara mentions likule. The Gemara has the kasha. Why do we say that if with one husband she saw damach mustashmish three times, so then she can get married to another husband? Why shouldn't she resort to a tikash v'peres? So the Gemara's teretz is loikol etzvoy shavim. And according to the pshat of Teisves, most shenim. What does it mean? This is a special kule. The reason is why the price doesn't mention the Itzeh of Shviferes. Because if the price had mentioned the Itzeh of Shviferes, it might be conducive to the detriment of the woman. Let's say, after she saw Dam three times Machmastashmish, and if she's told to submit to the Itzeh of Shviferes, maybe coincidentally, there will be Dam on top of the Meir. And then we'll ask her, and she will not be allowed to get married to anybody. Even though there is still a possibility that even if she will see dam on top of the meich, that the dam is not from the mokia, that the dam is still, let's say, from the cervix. But it picked up the dam as the tube was pushed inside, so it picked up dam, the top of the tube. Why couldn't the top of the tube, as it was pushed inside, pick up down because of the irritation of the tissue of the body? But if that will be done, then we'll be machmir. So because of that, we advise, so we tell her that she can get married to another husband without having recourse to the Dikash Riferes, Isheres, so Mimele, so that will be better for her. So, and we're not chayshes. Since with one husband, so three times she saw damach mustashmish, maybe with the second husband too, because we rely on the possibility of loikol etzvoy shavim likule. But lechumra not. Why not? If she had been asura mid'raise, So then, how can we rely on it likule more than the chumre? If it's only the rabbanon, then we can understand. It's only the rabbanon with the raya, so we don't have to be cheshish. We don't have to be cheshish. So mele likule we rely on the possibility of likule as we shavi likule akira shavi. But the chumre not. So it's a raya brura from the case of Mishneh that he holds that the aloche of asura lebailo is only rabbanon. So, I mean, that's a raya. Now, here, the Shach in Sif Yudal. The Shach in Sif Yudal. So he says, Mashma, the Nimtzal Ameich, Ben Shem Nimtzal Zod HaShifaras, Ben Shem Nimtzal of Klal, Muteres, V'chei Mashma Dibra Apostki, V'chei Kosov HaBach, Seif Sif Beis, because of Atam, V'hu Oyom Namokia, Gam Achshov Oyom Nimtzal V'Shamakhe. There's the lotion of the Lagos Mani. Nearly that for the podcast on the Shveres, when he wants a damn cloud, Muteres the Shamish Hakach, Dilmon Israto, Sharei al de Achnosa Sashvi Feres, Rigilo Lires, Kmoi al de Ezra. So he says that the reason as to why if she doesn't find any damn. If she doesn't find any dam on the Shiveres, she is Muteres because Dilmon Isra. Why Dilmon Isra? How did she become cured without resorting to any therapy? So the Chenda Shleile, in Chuve Chokimu, Chokbeis of Chokimu, Chenda Shleile. So he is Midayit from the Rosh Rambam. The Rosh Rambam is Keitzad Midekes Atzmo, Leida in Yerpeis or Loin Yerpeis. That the Bdika Shviferes is only effective if she resorts to therapy. If she resorts to therapy, whether the doctor is a good doctor or is not a good doctor, as long as she resorts to therapy, so after she resorted to therapy, she applied to medicine, she did what a doctor told her, so then she has to put in a tube that way and then see. But if she didn't go through any therapy, so then Bdika Shviferes is not effective. That's what the Chavad Shleim is midayik from the Loshna Rambam, because the Rambam says, Kitzar bidekes atzmo leida in neopis alo in neopis. In neopis alo in neopis. So only if she resorts to therapy. So in other words, according to what the Chavad Shleim says, according to what the Chavad Shleim says, so then we can very well understand what the Kesef Mishnah says. Otherwise, it's still difficult, even if we say it's with Rabbanan. Even if we say it's with Rabbanan, how come, I mean, on one hand, the Chachomim were misake, that he has to divorce. And if it happened, let's say, that he has to divorce because of the Rabbanan. So, the Chachomim were machia. On the other hand, the Chachomim applied kules. This there would be a certain inconsistency. But according to what the Chavad Shleim is, Rosh Rambam, so there is no inconsistency at all. Because since it's with the Rabbon, so Mimele, the Chachomim rely on the Bdika Shvi Feres, where she went through her. So then it is in Mivar. Even though the therapy is not conclusive, sometimes this medicine helps cure the condition, sometimes it doesn't cure the condition. So that will be the criterion whereby we be able to determine as to whether the medicine cured the condition or did not cure the condition. This is how the Bais Yosef, this is how the Bais Yosef explains it. But if you go through the motion of the Bach, so you'll see that the Bach is saying something else, something altogether different than what the Agoyis Maimon says. Because the Agoyis Maimon says also, from the Agoyis Maimon it's mashma like the Rambam. Because if the Agoyis Maimon says, the afilu bot kratz mal di shiferes, vilu imotzer dam klal, muteres lishami shahakach, dilmon israpo, shari aludei yachnosas ha-shiferes, rigilu lireis kmoy al de etzba. Wait, so you also use the lotion. Dilmon is rap. But it's not Dilmon, we take it for granted that. We take it for granted. The answer is, in other words, if she applied certain medicine, so and then she resorted to the test of the Shavares, and she didn't find any dam on top of the cup, that is on top of the Shavares. So then we assume, we take it for granted that the therapy cured the condition, cured of that condition. Cured of that condition. So, this is what the Agoris Maimon says. And then, but the Bach says something else. Now, it's not clear what the Bach says, but the Chazon Ish explains the Bach, that the Bach is saying something entirely different than what Agoris Maimon says. Now, the Chazon Ish explains the Bach, that the Bach is saying that the whole Aloha, that the whole aloha, that the whole reason as to why we say that the Kashmir Ferris is effective and she's Teres the Bible, even if she doesn't find any dam on the Shifaris, neither on top in the Meir nor on the Zgodim of Shifaris, is because if the dam comes from the Mokeya, so there is bestest for dam that comes from the Mokia. But if the dam comes from this Dodin, there is no bestest. There is no bestest. In other words, you see the whole, in Nide, there is a aloche of bestest. What does it mean, bestest? In other words, the Isha always acts out her regular routine. If a certain woman has a routine of seeing dam every first of the month, so we always predict that it will take place in accordance with that routine. So if the dam, now we don't know, the dam that came out Machmastashish, whether it came from the Mokeya, so then she's a Nido, or it came because the Tashmish irritated the tissue in Atzgodim. So if the dam came from the, Okay, this is how the Chazon Ish explains the Bach. I mean, the Bach doesn't say it, but the Chazon Ish explains the Bach that way. So if the dam came from the Mokeya, so any dam that comes out from the Mokeya has a certain routine. Then it follows up the principle of Vestas. But if the dam comes from Atzgodim, there is no Vestas. Is there such a thing as Vestas? As a regular routine for dam that comes from cutting a finger, there is no dam that comes from the Mokeya, so there is an inyan of Vestas. But dam mako that comes, let's say, from cutting a finger or any bruise, does not follow up any routine, any pattern, any special pattern. So memele, if we see that there is no dam on top of the two, but we only see that if we don't see dam altogether, we don't see dam on top of the two. Or in the Dodim of Shiferes, she is also Teres Levailo, because then we say obviously this woman, when she saw dam Machmas Tashmis, so the dam that she saw each time after Bia at Bia, so was a result of Midas Dodi. Because had it been a result, had the dam emanated from the Mokeya, so there is a regular pattern. So she should always follow it up. So whether the pressure was affected by the Tashmish, or the pressure was affected by the tube that was pushed in inside just as deep as the Tashmish, the Tashmish, so the same thing should have happened, because the dam that comes out from the Mokeya follows up is the principle of Vestas. It follows up, it conforms to a certain pattern. When a woman has a menstrual flow, usually she conforms to a certain pattern. First a certain pattern. So if in the times she saw the dam, Machmas Tashmish, it emanated from the Mokeya. So now too, we should be able to see on top of the stoop. That would mean that it emanated from the Mokeya. But if in the previous times, when the dam resulted from the Tashmish, so then it came in Atzgodim, it came in Atzgodim. So we can understand this, why now we don't even see dam and the Zgodim of the Shifras. Because since it emanates from the Zdodim, so it's like dam that comes out from any makom. So it doesn't follow up a unique, a peculiar pattern. So a tashmish, it did result in dam. And now when he pushes a troop inside, it doesn't result in dam. If it results from the mokeh, so the dam that comes from the mokeh, a menstrual flow comes out in accordance with a certain pattern. So, but if in the previous time, when the dam resulted machmas tashmish, so also emanated from the zdodim, so we can understand this to why now, when instead of the tashmish, so she inserts a tube, so no dam comes from the zdodim, because the dam that emanates from the zdodim doesn't conform to any pattern. This is how the Chazanish explained the Bach. Alright, now. Now, here again. In this Ramah, again. V'nira she'ro aso gimu pomin v'bir v'sheino she'achar l'dosu. O'yro aso achar koveide gimu pomin. ובינתיים לא יראו אז יש שקוספו להוקי להתיר או לבייר כי תלינון הוריה בחורשוסו עדיין מכיח לדוסו שהוא כועד זלודי מכיח הלידה ולא חן ראי סומך ללידה ולא יחכה ותלינון בלידה כמו שתלינון ממק וכל זה אם כבר רוב רוב אישים שם so even though after seeing them three times after a lady she was asked to be the husband but she didn't ask any chance and over the shimsho and then she didn't see any dam. She holds a good official head there, a happy shall he So now, after she was of Rabbi Shimshon, so we know when we consider it retrospectively, and we see that three years, that the first three years after a lady she saw that. And the years following the first three years after a lady, she didn't see any dam, so then the reasonable explanation would be that the reason is why in the three beers after the lady she saw dam is because huku hatzdodi mikeach haleini, huku hatzdodi mikeach haleini, and then it takes some time until it regains its original vigor. So the male is she's mitzvahs. Abel im roas or gimel b'omim v'itzupi machalede. And then she comes and asks us ishayle, am I allowed to be with the husband? Let's say fourth time or not. So then we tell her lo italino b'lady. When can we say that it's due to the lady? Is due to the lady only after she did it already? And we saw that the BS after the first three BS after Leide do not result in that. So why is it the first three BS yes and the other BS not? So then we come to the conclusion that it doesn't come from the Mokir, it never came from the Mokir. It's only because of the Minatzgodim. Because it was very, the tissue was after Leide was weak and very delicate. So the mele, any rubbing and any pressure against it, so this causes bleeding. But if she did not have any PA after the first 3 years, so then we cannot be sure that this is because of the lady and its ukazo. Avon was a kibu pomo mitzu machalena with a little lady, and with tzricha tikas hashiferes. ומי הוא כל מוקים שצריך עוד דיקה עם רוב רבישים של אירוע הזו מותרס ליטש מזה של אירוע הזו בוי עוד איב מבדיקס השיטרס Now let's see, we started to go over that because because of the Taz. In Sif Yudal. Bibi Yom Shino Shachat Rosson, Zeh Lidei Mili Mashi Kos Vashachono Bishomuch, Bini Achshash Iyas Lo Yitrile. Bishomo, Tolu, Achshash Beis Yilai Lo Davke, Barakim Uteres, Avo Kandike, Achshash Machlas Bia Yishino Shachat Vile, Avo Pishu Zman Rava Chat Vile, Elo Nikoshe Boze, Pshite Shasso, Kichol, Isho, Shero Aso Gimu Pomo Ritzufi. So what kind of a Chidesh is it? What kind of a Chidesh is it? Al Koch Och Tzolch Lema, די מייער אפאל פישע בינט איי מויע בישלט ווי זיי מהנה בדין שאַקע so the task is in the case now let's understand it in accordance with the pshat of the Muna Shmuel and the Tiras HaShlomi in the task because the Chavitas has another pshat alright so let's understand it in accordance with the pshat of the Tiras HaShlomi and the Muna Shmuel in the task so in other words so the task applies the Ramor to the case where the first tefillah, the being of the first the first being after the first tefillah was the first night of the tefillah, and the first being after the second tefillah was the second night of the tefillah, and the first being after the third tefillah was on the third night. So in that case, the Rambam says, so Mele, she established a method to sit down, machmas tashmish, in every first be after tefillah. So Mele, she's asur lebayla. There is no other way, unless she'll resort to b'dikas shviferes, so then she'll be able to be muteres lebayla. But without recourse to b'dikas shviferes, so Mele, she's asur lebayla, because she cannot have a second be without a first beer preceding it. And the first beer, she established a vessel. So then he has the kashe. So in such a case, what kind of a chidesh is it? By Ramon. El Nikoshe was a pshite shaso, kichol ishe shero aso kibu bom tukumaki. So now he mentions a very big chum. So on one hand, according to this, Teres HaShlomim's pshat in the Taz, and the Muna Shmuel's pshat in the Taz mentions a big chum. That if all the three beers in which she sat down, Achmastashish, took place in the first night of the tefillah, so then she'll only be asura the fourth time after the fourth tefillah, the first night of the tefillah. But the second night of the tefillah, after the fourth tefillah, she will be muteres lebayla. That's a big chiddush lekulam. Now the Taz is mentioning a very big chiddush lechumra. So he says, "Hakoch achtzol chlima the ma'ire av al pi shemitai hoyu pi shalheter vizem hanu b'din shakei." So in the other case that Ramo mentions, where she saw damach mastash mishi in the first 3 years after each lady, and then it's of rovishim shakei. So then she's muteres. So here the Ramo also has reference to that case where there were b'seder. So how does, now let's see what the Teres HaShlomim says on the Taz. Oslam, Bibi Yerishinu Shahatvile. ואפילו הוא יובי אוסו ואילו איתם מיתיים כי שאוף רובי שימשון ואיתבילה. So in other words, he is explaining the Taz in a very strange way, that when the Taz says אף על פי שהביאס אף על פי שבינתיים הוא יובי של היתר, so it doesn't mean ביאס של היתר that she was a צדקוניס. I mean, she was certainly a Taz. He calls ביאס של היתר. That's a very strange way of calling it Bias Shaleta. He means, even though they were Bias that did not result in Riyas Dam, but it wasn't the Heter, it means Ofra Vishimsho. But the Ofra Vishimsho here on the Taz is much more of Ofra Vishimsho that Ramo mentions. Because the Ofra Vishimsho that Ramo mentions only means she acted contrary to the Dine de Gemore of Oriye Dam Machmas Tashmish Gimu Pomim Asur Lebayla. So that According to most poskim, he's only an Isra Rabbanon. And even if it's an Isra Raise, but the average woman might not know of the deen. I mean, is she supposed to know of this deen? Only someone who studies Luchas Nide, who studied Miseches Nide, knows the deen. But someone who didn't study Luchas Nide is not likely to know this deen. So, but here, over the sheet, my little time will be shall head there. What does it mean, we shall head there? Shofro v'shim shom loy tvile. Shofro v'shim shom loy tvile. In other words, that ho'aso gimu pomi b'chol pa b'biyo v'sheino sh'achat tvilos. So that means, so is aso l'bayo. So, kilo ho'aso gimu pomi b'tzufi sh'ari efshom mitvile l'sham v'shime. So the chidesh of the Ramon is that even if after the three beers, even though after the first beers, after tefillah, she saw down, so without counting 7 days and going tefillah, she was again without. So in other words, the Ramo has reference to a woman who did not, all right, so you can explain it the same way, because if the woman, let's say, doesn't know, she doesn't have to be an abayonis, be mazit. Only b'sheigik. Let's say, if the woman doesn't know that the halacha of, let's say, the treye dam machmastash mishkimu pomim she asur lebailo, and but she knows that many times the dam machmastash is a result of an irritation of the zdodim, so maybe she might think that even after she saw Damach Mastashnis, she can the next night be with her husband and without any Yisrael, because she can assume that the dam that she saw the previous night, Machmastashnis, was a result of the irritation of this body. Suppose we would know that it's a result of the irritation of this body. So then she wouldn't even have to count seven days. She would be with Teres Lebailo immediately, if we were sure. So Mele, the Emunah Shmu, the Tiras HaShlomi, explains the Taz, that the Taz applies the Ramor to the case where she was Ho'aso Gimu Piomi, Ho'aso Bibio Visheino, Gimu Bibio Gimu Pomi, Bibio Visheino Sha'achat Tfilah. But there was a Bia Seta. What did it mean Bia Seta? Not that she acted Kidin. She acted against the deen. But after, let's say, in the case I mentioned, the example I mentioned, that if she, let's say, when the first tefillah was on a certain Sunday, let's say the first of the month, and then in that late tefillah, in on Sunday night, in the little tefillah, so she saw that. She saw that machmastashish. She saw the machmastashish. Then the next night she was again with her husband. And she didn't sit down. And then she had a period. And then she went Livesto, after she counted 7 days, after she had a regular period. That she has it normally, in the usual way. Not machmastashish. So, and then she went Tvileh. Let's say she went Tvile 2 weeks later on a Sunday, and she wasn't with the husband. She wasn't with the husband the night of the Tvile, of the second Tvile. She wasn't with the husband the night of the second Tvile. But she was with the husband the second night of the Tvile, of the second Tvile. And she saw that Machastashish. And then she was again with the husband, without going Tvile. She was again with the husband the third night of the second tefillah, and she didn't see him now. And then the third tefillah she went, so she again wasn't the husband the first night and the second night, and she was the third night, and then she saw Damach Mastashish. So they were intervening beers without them. That, even though she was against the deen, but that he calls beers at the time. Beers at the task calls a beer that did not result in Riyas Dam Machmastashish. That's called Bia Seta. Whether she acted Kedin or Shaloi Kedin doesn't make any difference. So he says, "Akor tochlima de mayrach o pishimintai bo yibishaleteya vizeh mehale b'din shahakein." So only the case where she saw the dam after the lady, 3 times in the first 3 beers after lady, and then in the subsequent beers she didn't see any dam. So then she's with us. Why? Because of the beers at the time. Because over there we have a good reason as to why we should attribute the beers dam in the first 3 beers after lady to the fact that Huxa's got it. Because birth brings about a change in the organism of the woman. Masha'inkin in this case where there was no lady. So there was nothing that could bring about a hakoas hatzodot over there when there was lady. So that undermined the whole organism for a certain time. So mele, if there was b'yaseta in time, b'yaseta means not that it was beheta al pedim. It means bias that did not involve any rias dam, machmas tashish. So, since there was an undermining of the organism on account of the lady, so we attribute it to akores hatzodim. Masha'inkin in this case where there was no lady, even though there was a bias heter, but the fact is that every first bias after tefillah resulted in rias dam. But the second bias after tefillah did not result in rias dam. So mele, we cannot attribute it to Hakoyes HaGdolim, only in the case where there is a special circumstance that could bring about Hakoyes HaGdolim. So there we attribute it to Hakoyes HaGdolim if there were Bias at the time. But in the case where she saw, let's say, and in the first 3 Bias after Tefillah, on different nights, once it was the first night of the Tefillah, the second time it was the second night of the Tefillah, the third time it was the third night after the Tefillah. Even though these first three Bias after Tefillah were followed by Bias of Heter, that means without Dam, so we still achishish that, so we cannot attribute it to the Akoras HaZlom. This is what he says. We call Mokin, Kam Loi Mahane, the Gam Shom Loi Mahane, El Gam Inom Mikael Zed, the Dam Dim.